Hey, let me tell you what socialism looks like. I think you probably have it figured out yourself by now, but let's swing over to the state of Virginia. A governor campaigned on affordability and so many other goofy things that she knew that she couldn't do, and the people knew it as well. And now she's tripled the salary of all the people that are elected. Triple, right? That'd just be the Democrats. Of course, the Republicans are against that, so we'll see where it goes. But can you imagine? Tripled? Buh, buh. How many times can you say that and get the same answer? Not nice. And then you swing over to Seattle. Oh, what does socialism look like? She's a communist mayor, this woman, and she's now effectively ordered the police to stand down and open drug use if somebody's taking cocaine in the street corner. That's okay. Hey, mummy, what's he doing? Oh, he's just a drug head. Leave him be, because the governor, or the mayor rather, says that it's okay. She's a 58th mayor, and they need a 59 right away. And now Cuba, they're communist, but now they've announced, of course, that they're out of oil. People can't gas the cars up anymore. Some lucky people have solar in their homes, so they're able to still have some electricity, but for the most part, the country is shutting down. I mean, over, I think it's 1,700 flights have been canceled to Cuba. The tourism business is upside down. The tourist business comes primarily from Canada. I think they're number one. I don't know who number two is. Number three is Russia. And they've canceled all their flights in Canada now. They're saying, we're going to help. We're going to give them money. I think it was the premier of Ontario said, we're going to send them $8 million. Really? You're sending it to the corrupt government? What's wrong with you people? It's like being a drug head. You got to hit bottom. Let them hit bottom, or a drunk, and then pick them up. But if you enable them all the way along, and Canada's always done that, as has Russia and so on, they've enabled them. And the government gets all the cash, and the people just kind of, you know, get some power paid now and again. And by the way, their power has gone out historically. It's gone out anyway. So many people live in Cuba, they don't even notice any difference because it's on and off and all the rest of it. Hotel giant NH has closed all of its hotels in Cuba. Spanish hotel chain Mila closed three so far of its 30 hotels in Cuba. You know, maybe the people will benefit, do you think? Of course they will. Let's get on to something happier. This is from, believe it or not, this is from Virginia, from a 16-year-old boy who sent me this. A joke. He's an old man, right? Not an old man, a man who was getting a checkup with the doctor. And the doctor said to him, he says, do you talk with your wife after you've had sex? And the man said, why would I call her? Out of Virginia, eh? Okay, lastly, topping off liquor bottles is against federal law. That's when you marry the liquor. So you have a bottle of A brand, and the glass isn't quite full, so then you put some B brand in it, or even from another bottle of A brand, and that's against the law. You're not supposed to do that. Once a bottle is open, it cannot be refilled or combined with any other bottle, let alone other liquor. That's kind of interesting. I want to share a story with you, a fast one. Many years ago, I had a chain of bars. That would be it. And there's one bar in particular, I even forget the name of it, it was so long ago. I used to drink with both hands back then, so I should know, but in any event, I owned it. It was clear title, no debt, and it was busy, all the time busy, and it lost money. So one night about 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, it was very late, early maybe, I was sitting out in the back alley of my car pondering. I had driven back from another city, so I had some time and I was pondering, and the door opened and out comes the manager and the bartender. And they each had a box, and I was curious. They saw me and they were quite startled, and because I'd been looking, how is this money? If people are stealing, how are they stealing, and so on. Anyway, I went up and examined the boxes, and it was full of empty bottles. And this was a way back pre-Visa and MasterCard. I would speculate 80 or 90% of all the bills were paid with cash, right? Anyway, I finally figured it out, and what it was is they were running their own business. They'd go to the liquor store and they'd buy bottles of whiskey and put them here, and then mine was over here. The bars. And when people paid in cash, the bartender would come up to the manager and they would sell their liquor, right? When they paid with a credit card, they would sell mine. I said to her, I said, you're ever a dumb crook. You should have made me a little bit of money and I wouldn't have become suspicious. I just wanted to share with you. We're talking about booze here. Hey, that gets us off the topic of all the crazy things that are going on with the leftist people in the world. Remember, right is right, left is wrong. Have a happy day. See ya.